Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and so good to be with you again this morning and seeking our Lord's face, seeking answers and asking Him to use us. And this morning, as we meet together in prayer, I would like to ask some things with our known language. And one of them is, as you probably have heard, Marcus Lamb of Daystar Television has made his transition into heaven. I'm not sure of the age of Marcus. I think he was early to mid-60s. But for one thing, you never, and of course you don't either, you're believers. You never in any way pity or think that it's nothing but the absolute ultimate best for those who have made that transition. However, we who are left here, we need something. I needed something when my husband moved to heaven at the age of 49, and I was 47. And I have for years and years prayed for people who've had a dear loved one, close loved one, move on to heaven. And I pray for them what happened to me. What happened to me was, and I've said this over and over, that God put me in a bubble of comfort. He is called the God of all comfort. I looked this morning in the Bible, and the first place comfort is used in the Bible, and it's there many times. In the one verse where it calls Him God of all comfort, I think it's four times in that verse. That's 2 Corinthians. I can't remember the scripture, but it calls Him the God of all comfort. And the first time it was ever used in the Bible in Genesis was when it said that Isaac was comforted in the death of his mother, that would be Sarah. So God's comfort, first, it never loses its meaning. A law of first mention is it never loses its meaning. So there is comfort for us. God has prepared a wonderful thing, place for us, but He also knows that we need this thing called comforting when some of our loved ones have gone on. And with me, the best way I could explain it is it was like a bubble. I explain it like we used to buy those little dolls when we go to another country, maybe to bring home to our grandchildren. And they were in like a little plexiglass. Maybe it was a doll of, let's say, Mexico, and she had her little brightly colored costume on. And there was this like plexiglass dome over her. And the best way I know to say it, it was like He put me in a plexiglass, in a dome, in a bubble of comfort. And it was like I breathed rarefied air for 3 years. And then it lifted, and I was able to walk and live just in the normal air. So this morning I was walking in my house thinking about that, and He said to me, made me to think of it, it's a comfort zone. We speak of being in our comfort zones. So another way to say this bubble is, it's a comfort zone. And we're going to pray that when we pray today for Joni Lamb and her family. And then another thing I want to pray about is Israel is on a war alert, high war alert. Planes in the air. Iran has been saying they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the map, and they're not in any way going to deter even one little bit their aim to make the world Zionist free. And then I want to pray about China. The God of this world, it operates often through China against us. But He's not the God of the universe. And our God for the United States of America we are not to be controlled by China. I don't know if this is true or not, but years ago, it seemed to me that we were in debt to China. So I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but you could find out about it. But I do know that oftentimes who you are in debt to control you in a way. So we're not to be controlled by that. And God has us. He has us praying about China. Remember that time we got that word? I'm going to show you a piece today on the noon prayer. I'll show you a picture of some Chinese currency, which has that name on it that God gave to us when we knew nothing at all about China. So first of all, I'm going to pray a little bit in the natural, but we're going to begin to pray, I mean, with my known tongue. The Lord said, you pray with the understanding, and then you pray in the spirit. Here we are, Father. Oh, Father, gracious Father, wonderful Father, God who allows us to approach you and come to the throne of grace. Oh, hallelujah, total grace. That allows us to come and ask of you mercy in a time of need. Oh, Father, we worship you. We adore you. We thank you and praise you, Father. We've come through this wonderful time of Thanksgiving, but every day is a Thanksgiving, a living Thanksgiving, an ongoing Thanksgiving from our heart, for everything we have is of you, even the very breath we breathe. Oh, Holy Father, thank you for the sunrise this morning out my window. Thank you for life and breath and birds and people. And, oh, Father, thank you for everything. Thank you for heaven. Thank you that you speak of treasures stored for us in heaven. Thank you what's there for Marcus Lim, your good and faithful servant. And, Father, we come to you asking, addressing you, as the God of all comfort, and asking you to do for Marcus Lamb's family what you did for Isaac in the case of his mother, what you've done for so many since then, what you did for me. We pray that the Lamb family will be put into zones of comfort, bubbles of comfort, that the God of all comfort will comfort their hearts and minds. In Jesus' name. O Holy Father, you have told us to pray for Jerusalem and for the peace of Jerusalem and for the shalom of Yerushalayim. And you have told us to give you no silence, no peace, until you have made Yerushalayim a praise in the earth, that you will. And there are those against it, sputtering curses. And you for sure said, those who curse Israel, you will curse. Father, we know that it's not the Iranian people, really, but their leaders, their the false religion, Father, the idol-worshipping religion, in that it worships a false god. Oh, Lord, we pray for those caught in its clutches. But those leaders, Father, that are so used by Satan, Satan, the adversary of God and man, they've been vociferous now in their cursings. And in the name above every name, we lift up. You said for us to pray, first of all, for those that are in authority. We pray for the authority that you have decreed in Israel, your land, your people, you call them. Like David of old, who are you to come against the armies of Israel, the God of Israel, the God of Israel? Oh, Father, show yourself strong in their behalf. And comfort them, Father, even as they have to sit there and listen to what all is going on around them. We lift them up. We lift up the United States of America, Lord. You know every single thing about it. You know every single person who should be in office. You know every single person who should not be in office. It is written that you lift up kings and put down kings. Oh, God. Lift up your kings that we should have, that you want, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, the name of Jesus, we pray. And dear Lord, I pray for the body of Christ. There are those, Lord, who are blinded to the fact that you're coming soon. They don't see it. Dear Lord, in the name above every name, I know you're coming soon. And I pray that your body will, you speak of the blessing, Lord, that comes upon those who love your appearing. I pray that your bride, the body of Christ, would love your appearing and look for it and prepare for it and live lives in accordance with it. Oh, Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. And then, Father, you gave us that word, you, Jungwa. You gave us that word on September 15 when we did not even know there was such a name for China. And there we sat, and there a Max sat faithfully writing down what he did not know. And there you caused us to know it. So, Lord, we know you've been directing our prayers. And we would pray with the understanding, not against the Chinese people, but against an evil regime that Satan is using. In the name above all names, we pray, Holy Father, that that regime cannot stop the plans of God. And we know that it can't, but there's something about our needing to say it, our needing to pray it, our needing to put it into words that you can clothe. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. Father, we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity to pray, to believe, and to receive an interpretation to the tongues. You said, let him that speaks in tongues pray that he may interpret. So I'm asking you now, Father, to give the interpretation as you have been through our brother Max. Thank you for him. Thank you for Quinn. Thank you, dear Father, for every person on this line, on this call, every person. And those, Father, who live in other countries, those that you've assigned to live in the Netherlands or Australia or South Africa or Britain, the ones that are on the call, the Netherlands, Lord. They're on a different assignment. They're citizens of heaven. We all are citizens of heaven, but they're on another assignment. Oh, Father, we just lift them up where they are and your will for them personally and your will for their countries. Oh, Father, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. We ask your forgiveness in areas wherever any of us may need it. Father, thank you for that wonderful, marvelous, how the Bible says, by whose blood we are redeemed. We have redemption by the blood and the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for that forgiveness. We thank you, Father, that we can stand in righteousness, the righteousness of God, which is the gift of God through one, Jesus Christ, not our own righteousness, but the righteousness of your very own, only begotten Son. Oh, Father, prisa de debaki le dosh kadavra makala kobrete. Maladoho nikala kala bandida de cobre me kala copra. Sheshano no copalinia abido vanaka. Abido copre. Metaho baladinia nikele barabankakito. Bafritano mahasiko. Oh, la baba. Oh, la babalakito, nanje de golaka brakti de go brandi de godoske de brakta. Gebelua makito. Kashando abidonia fakilo, donia makaro, godonia nikahalabito. sono Bradignano. Carabè! Calevato, Misa, Bangilo. Celebrato te paca, maleducia, magito, gambaletto. Oh, la vala bacaia na colo compracti nangambre. Coho le vele para maschi doma na caia. Ah, mina cora. Oh, la bagneco hora mica brandani. Wavitora mia. Wavitora macangele, dosche ne mangala, dora macaia, na cole vitania. Che ti dica alla papa? Calegandiano? Esatto. Calevandio? Che le battura? Capito to, chandele ca, bacala chiliando, ale la ragna. Colivore delle de bacai na kaha la la. Oh, la vatisco d'ombre cacala degno no cojete di gambratti da godotte cagna. Scete la cabre cala cofrangle. Allevaccio, anima que fatto, anie ne cale cahabre. Cosciato lo copre calaca cambe de catapre. Ege la vito, non è de calacabra. Chisciato. Vretesche. Mo, alle pipo! Nanie ne cobra? Ha ha! Nie, go! Ni sopra ma cala ma ascete le gambro che le maniero ma cala cadagne. Le levatore ma cala chita da gashante di gadashka tapre. Sete le gohole caprati di gadashante di gashaktita da gashante. Le ba. Nanye ne cabra divara maco palaka di de converio nana kahajete. Kiriba, Roma che le combara, ma caledigno, no cohojebe, bella tutta balacandia malaki. Oh no, ele bacio fende li cabro nica la gabre. Si prakata da goho shenge di kada gahabe me kala makara makita la kombre kalaka. Oh, si prakata da shenge di kodoho shetata. Kita la kahalaka vrake di kodoho shankita di kahalaka pito. Kala papa da makala katinya na kahalaka pape. Kefra godo ho shande le goho shante. Malekoka. Marriage, the sobra, mekala babi. Gove bele kamba, mangio de gojete. Oh, lava palito lo gambi, le kara makashka tanje de godoshke. Shedi gohor mahala kita da goho babila kora ma kakala tita da goho shanti di go brante. Iba pwa fenonye. Ma kito manganga. Dama na kito ala valito la gabre no shene kala tito da go brante de kangate. Vipa enyetita lalo. Magi nanakaka ali. Be, dia na nombre. Kalakatish kotombe kalakavi. Enyeme kwa vodo do goho shani. Kalakalakabito, kalakabito, kalakabito. Oh, baha finyo no koho le kabra. Chele de la cambra, ti de coho jenga, brica la calaca cambre, calaca quito. Me, hidano, no coho le gavrati, la coho le gevaba, la calaca cange. Matutu, matutu, fronde le bacashki tignaco. Oh, it's a papa paia, na calaca la bange, ni calaca vito, do gombra quito. Gemanye te kalamakito holavanye ke la kalakara nanakito la 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 ta alavalito la kalamito kalakalito kalakalito kalakavino nananaya nananakito la 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 ya. Kolevato. Kibato? No, it's a big ambalakaha. Oh, balakito, balakito, balakito. Mashkita, oh, makito, makito, makito. Kavikala kahala kakindyo na kahoshete. Kalavrakala kalito la kahala kabetyo. Kashkita prakota kapahala kangiri kataha jangete di kahala kakaka. Lilu para makaya na nanahabri na nakatito. Koshkitapra kote kaprande kole kape malidu malakapito makole kapito to koho jankapra. Wivatora ebelato alebakito na nyeneka. Oh, lapito, la cambre cala, valito, la cambre niniona, niniona, niniona. Ha, ha, ha. E para che, amakito? E para che, la bandagne? E para nonie? E para nica? E para nai? Lo ba, ha, ha. Randele, capra, nasico, lo gobre, e vroshka, la danya. Makola batito, batito, batito. Dalivato, ma ashito da cambre. Oh, shato la cobre. Shato fondi le cabre, me cola cambita, tutto goho jete di cabracci. Ah, lavatino, lavatino, lavatino. Oh, no, it's a bat, la capra, la capra, la catasca. Paparatita, macahalita, paharani. Colagavandi, colagavandi, colavandi. Bato no maki, bato no gonde, bato talabita la micalani. O shakti da gambra, alito da gambra, alito da gambra. Fui fatto sul coscia, bete. Fui fatto cabre. Ma si conia mica la gabi. Oh, naki doko. Naki doko, naki doko, naki doko. Wobalito, wobalito, wobalito. Grivagno no cobre mi kashka. Divranda la kashki nandoda. Gole makito la cara Nicola la li la li la li la li la li la. Ah, c'est ça. Quelle est ma coupe? Non, je la quitte. Non, je la capte. Ma toto, ma toto. Oh, c'est un bague, la quitte, la capri. Non, je ne colle la cabine, je ne colle la gaba, l'amico, l'amico, l'amico. Calibatoto, calibatoto, calibatoto. Shervakara. Mastianto. Vagilato. Capritano no cuore gavara bacala la campri cala con da britto da copale tanya ne con la caprete. Cascina ma cora ma cahala chigno no con la cababi tanya no con la capito no con la capito. Cora ma si con la cavi ma cagna no con la capito no con brachita la galala tanya. Oh, it's a bad. Me le paro boca. Me le bagno alla maffo palacito. Che verasche da nieta copre cate da dasche. Ma le copre te la cambi de godosche. Se ne va toro ma cahala chita la goho scende de godasche copre te la matita to copapacche. Mene makara makito lo kobe makato lo koho shende. Oh, papi kalakambe nane no go papi. Malekato do koho shande de kahala gavra. Kebratita, kebratita, kebratita. Maleko la tida. Angela Devra, Makala Kashketon, Cheregodoshka Tipro. Ishatana Mahale Kanga, Makola Kabito, Makola Kabito, Makola Kabito. Kofrenaki Likambi, Talotobre, Kalakahashanki, the Gahashaki. Kesala Kora Mahalakito. Maliko brekte di kahala kafran de go dashki te brakotoshki. Kana brahala kila katata de go hoshangi de kahala kafrika. Kali brahala paki nan kongete de kahala kapre. Ejonde, ejonde, ejonde. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Kavidalote makalakalito kambaba. Maledo marakahali makahalakita dakohoshante. Oh, precious Lord. Precious, wonderful, masterful, glorious God of all comfort. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Gavidanyo tada mahala bakito lo cobra kafra nikala kabinonye nikala kalito lo gobra sida katapa. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Thank you again for the privilege of prayer. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, yes, I am. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Did the Lord graciously give us an interpretation today?
He is so, so good.
He's so good, Max, and he's so faithful. You know, the Bible says that even when we are not faithful, he remaineth faithful.
Yes.
I am so glad that it doesn't depend upon my goodness or righteousness. Or yours, Max, or any person on this line, that he graciously gives us the interpretation. It's totally his mercy.
It is his mercy.
Totally his mercy.
I don't know. I just feel this total peace. I really never, I mean, I felt peace before, but in the prayer call this morning, it just, the Lord just put peace all over me.
Thank you, Father. My Jesus, how wonderful.
And I hope everybody has that peace and them right now. In Jesus' name.
That's his peace. He said, that's my peace. Peace I give you. Not as the world giveth peace, but my peace I give you. That's his comfort. That's another part of comfort. Or comfort is another part of peace. He's giving us that. In these times, Max, he's giving us peace.
Yes. Amen.
It's supernatural. It's God. Thank you. Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. First line. Trust me. Proverbs 3, verse 5. My body is blessed. My body is blessed. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. You are praying with my friend. Give me thanks.
Oh, Father, we thank you.
You are praying with my friend. Give me thanks.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you, Spirit of the living God.
Thank you, Lord. First Thessalonians 5:16-18. So First Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice is strong. One time. Jeremiah 29:12. Jeremiah 29:12. You called on me, church. Psalm 17, verse 6. Psalm 17, verse 6. I hear you. I hear you. So write it down two times. I hear you. I hear you. Be transformed. Be transformed. Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. My will for you all. All. my will for you all. Bless you.
Is that my will for you all? And is there another word, all?
Yes. Yeah, my will for you all. You are safe.
You are what?
Safe, S-A-F-E. Proverbs 20:22. Proverbs 20, verse 22. Wait for me. I am your Jesus. Wait for me. I am your Jesus. Second Corinthians 4:8-9. Second Corinthians 4:8-9. Not destroyed. I am with you.
All right. That word, not destroyed, does it end in ED?
Correct.
Okay. Not destroyed. I am with you.
With you. And this whole line is strong. Underline.
The whole line is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rejoice, I heard you, Church, America, Israel. Wow, hallelujah. Rejoice, I heard you, Church, America, Israel.
Okay.
Malachi 3:16. Malachi 3, verse 16. My name. Next line, the hope of my calling, the hope of my calling. Ephesians 1:18. Ephesians 1:18. You will see the change. Thank you, Lord. You will see the change. No more. Let me read this line again. No more. Revelation 21, verse 4. Revelation 21, verse 4. My plans, and with an S. My plans. So write it down two times. My plans. Proverbs 16:9. Proverbs 16, verse 9. I will decide for them. I will decide for them. Next line. All things in me, Jesus. All things in me, Jesus. Ephesians 1:10. Ephesians 1:10. I will bless you, Israel. I will bless you, Israel. I know this verse. Genesis 12:3.
Yes.
You spoke about that before the prayer. I will
yes.
bless you, Israel. Genesis 12:3.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is not for you to know. Let me read that again. It is not for you to know. There is a time for everything. Hallelujah. There is a time for everything. See if I can't pronounce this book right here. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Then after that, Acts 1:7. Next line, behold and trust me. Behold and trust me. Second Corinthians 6, verse 2. Second Corinthians 6, verse 2. You called, and here I am. Hallelujah. You called, and here I am. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 58, verse 9. Isaiah 58, verse 9. Next line, three words. Pray, pray, pray. Oh, my goodness. He wants to keep praying.
Yes, he does.
Psalm 116, verse 2. Psalm 116, verse 2. My hope for you. Romans 8:24. I think I know this one too. Romans 8, verse 24. Trust in me. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's just
praise
emphasizing
his name. Praise.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
oh,
you,
hallelujah.
Thank
you,
thank
Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Trust me. Proverbs 3:8.
3:5.
Excuse me, 3:5. I have it written down. Trust in the Lord, and that is Jehovah, with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Thank God for that verse.
Thank you, Jesus.
None of us can figure anything out. My body is blessed. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. You are praying with my friend. Give me thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Rejoice. Jeremiah 29:12. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. That's the King James. Let's see what that is in ESV. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. And then he said, you called on me, church.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 17:6. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O Lord. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. And then he said, I hear you.
I hear you.
I hear you. Oh, how wonderful to know that any time we lift our voices to him, even our thoughts, he hears us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be transformed. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
That's it.
That's it. And you have to renew your mind. There's only one way to renew it, and that's with the Word of God. We had some two grown men born again yesterday out at Prayer Mountain. And their background is they've heard a lot of religion, a lot of preaching, but not a lot of the Word of God. And so my prayer with my son who led them to the Lord is that now they will be transformed by the renewing of their mind with the Word of God so that they can think like God thinks. Now back to what the Lord said to us. My will for you all. All. That's the transforming of our minds.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the Word of God, that we would read the Word and study it and think like God thinks. You are safe. Proverbs 20:22. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you.
Ooh.
Now that is in the ESV. I'm going to read that one again. This is the New American Standard. 95. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, Jehovah, and he will save you. King James. It's just about the same. Wait for me. I am your Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4. Eight and nine. This is King James. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are just perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Now look at the next line, what God said to us. Not destroyed. I am with you. All right, now I'm going to read that again in the ESV. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am not destroyed. I am with you. Very strong. This bears some thinking about, some meditating. What is God saying,
yeah,
and to whom is he saying it?
That's right.
Rejoice. I heard you, church, America, Israel. Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke often with one another, and the Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. I'm going to read that in the King James. This is a verse I use when I taught at Rhema about books. The Bible speaks of books that are being written even now. There's a book of your life. But this is a book of remembrance. The kings in those olden days would have a book of remembrance. You remember that the king of Persia, Esther's husband, one night he couldn't sleep, and he had a book of the books that were brought before him, you know, and there he found out what Mordecai had done. So there's books that are being written right now, and this is one of them. To me, it's kind of like the Lord's journal or something. Then they that feared the Lord, Jehovah, spoke often one to another, and the Lord, Jehovah, hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, Jehovah, and thought upon his name. I've been sitting with a group of friends, talking about the Lord, praying maybe. And then I thought about this, and I thought, we're getting written up in the book. He's writing us in his book of remembrance. Just when you think about his name, just when you talk about him and think about him. Yeah, look at the next words he said. My name. Hallelujah. Just thinking about his name. I like the King James on this. Then they that feared Jehovah spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And then he said, his name.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, the hope of my calling. And I know exactly what this is. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of our understanding, King James says, other translations say hearts, the inner man, being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and if we went on, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? This is a prayer, and it's a prayer for three things, that we would have understanding. And the first one is the hope of his calling. And I've looked that up and studied it for years and years and years. And I have found that the hope of his calling, we are called unto glory. From glory to glory to glory. The hope of my calling. And the Bible says you will be changed from one degree of glory to the next.
To the next, yes.
Now look at the next word there. You will see the change.
You will see the change.
From glory to glory, that's what it is. The hope of his calling,
that's what it is.
We're called unto glory. I could give you scriptures on that. I'll get out my Bible here and give you that, if you'll hold on a minute, where you can see that his calling is unto glory. Hallelujah. We're going to be changed and be glorified just like him. Oh, my Bible. It's so old and torn. Hallelujah.
It's a beautiful though.
I'm telling you. Yeah, we are called to glory. One of it is 2 Thessalonians 2:14. And the others, I can't even read them. My page is all torn. But we're called unto glory. And they were going to be changed from glory to glory to glory. So he says here, we're going to see the change. We're going to see the change in the body of Christ. We're going to see the change in each other.
Amen.
You will see the change.
Amen.
No more, no more, no more. And then we have Revelation 21:4. To me, this is very plain what he's saying. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Thank God when we get to that. That's his plan. That's our future.
That's
the future
it.
Is as bright as God can make it.
The former thing.
My plans. My plans. Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. That's King James. Let's look at it in the ESV. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord, Jehovah, establishes his steps. The next phrase from our Father, from Jesus. I will decide for them all things in me, Jesus. Ephesians 1:10. As a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. You see, God is so looking to the future here.
Wow.
He's talked to us about when there's going to be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. And there is something coming at a time that's called the fullness of time, when everything will be united in him. Things in the heavens and things on the earth, all the way to Mars, to Jupiter, to all things on earth, everything will be united in him. And that's called in the fullness of time. So we have that to look forward to. Hallelujah. I will bless you, Israel. And of course, I think everyone on this call probably could quote this verse almost. Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, and him who, this is ESV, dishonors you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed, or as it reads in the Hebrew, shall bless themselves. I'm going to read that in the King James. I like it the way it says there. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Next phrase from our Father, from Jesus. It is not for you to know. There is a time for everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time. To every purpose under the heavens. Acts 1:7. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. And that word is authority. I just read you the King James. I'm going to go and read the ESV. And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. Now, what he's talking about right here is it's the day that he's going to ascend, and the Jewish disciples that he's been talking to about the kingdom for 40 days, they said, is this the time for you to restore the kingdom to Israel? He did not in any way rebuke them. He had been talking about that. He is going to restore the kingdoms on the earth to Israel. And right here he's been talking to Israel. I will bless you, Israel, in our talk today. And that's just what he said here. He's talking about Israel and the kingdom on the earth. I will bless you, Israel. Then he gave us Genesis 12:3. It is not for you to know. There is a time for everything. And he's talking about, I believe, he's talking about right here. He's talking about when he establishes his millennial kingdom on the earth and Israel will administer it from earthly Jerusalem.
Mm.
That's what he's talking about.
Hallelujah.
Behold and trust me. 2 Corinthians 6:2. For he says, in a favorable time I listen to you. In a day of salvation I have. No, that's not it. Yeah, that is. This is in the ESV, for he says, in a favorable time I listen to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Mm. I'm going to read that in the King James just to see if I recognize it better. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, that's exactly what he's talking about. I like it in the King James. I recognize it better there. I'm going to read it again. He says, behold and trust me. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
You called, and here I am. Isaiah 58:9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am.
Oh, my Jesus.
If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. I'm going to do that to, excuse me, I'm going to go to ESV. Then you shall call, and the Lord, that's Jehovah, will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness. You know, sometimes I think he means a part of the verse for us. And I think in this one he means the first half. Then you shall call, and the Lord, Yehovah, will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am.
Here I am.
It tickles me when he said that, because it's like we called, we got on the prayer call, and God got on the prayer call with us.
Oh, yeah. Here I am. You called, and here I am.
You called on the prayer call, and then we called to him, and here I am. Pray, pray, pray. Psalm 116:2. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. That was David writing. And he said, the Lord inclined his ear to me. And I know it. So as long as I'm on this earth, I'm going to be calling on him. He's listening. It's the same thing he said, you called and here I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is for us to keep calling on him.
Yes. Keep calling. Keep calling. And he's going to answer.
Yes. Which how we call, we pray.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what he's telling us. Just keep it on.
Yeah.
Keep on at it.
Mm-hmm.
You call, here I am. I'm inclining my ear to you. Therefore, you keep calling as long as you live. I know he means that in our individual lives, and I believe he means that on this prayer call.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
My hope for you, Romans 8:24. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
Oh.
So he's calling on us for more patience. ESV, for in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. Now just a minute here.
Yeah.
I read the wrong verse maybe first. This is Romans 8:24, and this is ESV. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? My hope for you is what he said. Now let's read it in the King James. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why doth he yet hope for? I read the wrong verse. I read 25. Now I'm going to read this again in the Amplified. Yeah, let's read it in the Amplified. For in this hope we were saved. But hope, which is seen, is not hope. Or how can one hope for what he already sees? You know what I think it's saying to us? You're saved.
I'm kind of... Okay.
You don't hope to be saved. You are saved.
You are saved.
You're saved. This is a no-so salvation. You can know that you're saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now here it is in the New American. For in hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. In other words, we're not hoping to be saved. We are saved.
We are saved.
We don't have to hope
yeah.
to be saved. We already are. For who hopes for what he already sees? We don't have to hope. You know, it used to be that people would say, you say, are you saved? Well, I hope so. You think you're going to heaven? Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
No. We are. By this you know that you are the sons of God. There is a no-so salvation. Hallelujah. Trust in me. Well, Lord, we're going
saved.
To keep calling.
Amen.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we are saved from everything else, too, going on in the natural.
Exactly.
We are saved.
We're
he
saved.
Says you have hope for us. My hope for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
We're saved.
His hope for us. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. How good to call on the Lord and know that he hears us. Oh, how wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
How marvelous. And we're not through hearing. We're going to meet again at noon at Prayer Mountain, and we're going to hear again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. And thank you, Max, for walking in faith.
Thank you.
Just bless the Lord.
Give him the glory. Bless the Lord. Yeah.
We give him the glory. We shall see the change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love you guys, and we'll see you at noon. Shalom,
yes,
shalom.
Love you guys. Shalom, shalom.